Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight on Live Your True Life Perspectives, I want to talk about, well, could you get any deeper, Ashley? I want to talk about why we're here on this planet. And I know some of you might say, my God, I mean, really? We're gonna go with that? What about manipulation? What about narcissists? What about stuff like that? I mean, come on. Well, I think this show needs to be dedicated to every one of you who knows that there's something bigger, who gets that the reason why we're here is kind of a big deal, and who sometimes finds themselves in conversations with other people feeling as though, well, you kind of feel like you're pretty smart. You feel a lot of times that most people don't understand the depth of what you offer. And I think sometimes you leave conversations, well, feeling like, well, I don't know, maybe I just need to have another drink and this will all seem normal. This show is for you. So I ask the question, why are we here? Why are we here? I'm going to advise on that tonight. I've got some really great downloads throughout my life, and I worked very hard to figure this out. And this is not just something you figure out one day and it's done. It's something that you work on every single day, minute, second of your life and figure it out. And if you're like me and you know there's this bigger deal going on, you really like to focus on that because that's kind of the reason why we're here. And it's not kind of, it is the reason why we're here. And so when we actually focus on the big deal, the big enchilada, the whole thing, the whole deal, it's really cool. And you begin to realize that, man, life is pretty interesting. And the things that we see and the things that a lot of people don't see, well, it's kind of the icing on the cake. You know, it's interesting how there's a lot of things in life that people just don't see. They don't see it. They don't catch it. It just goes right by them. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I'm going to be talking about those nuances of things that people normally don't see. And, you know, the funny thing is that the things that most people overlook or don't see are the things that matter the most. Not only do they matter the most, but they make life even more worth living than before. And when you see these subtleties and you see these things that just really speak just measures on the fact of how intricate this life is, you begin to also respect the system, and you also begin to, well, you find gratitude at such a level that you couldn't find before. And I think that when we begin to see this and we begin to have gratitude on that type of level, we begin to bring things into our life that we hadn't had before. Or if we had it in small bits, right? And we wanted more of it. We wanted more of it. And so when you get to that level and you have that gratitude, and then through that gratitude, your life brings more joy. And through that joy, you become, well, can people consider it, I think elementary-wise, happier. Okay, because I think happy is a very interesting word, but I think everybody should be happy. And so through that gratitude, you cruise down to that joy. From that joy, you cruise down to that happiness. And so you see how this all kind of works out. It's like a criterion, right? So you have all that, but it's funny how it funnels together, because without the gratitude, you don't have the joy. without the gratitude, you don't have the happiness. So it's really interesting how these are married together in such a way that allows for an extremely fulfilling life. And so the first reason why we're here that I want to touch on, you know, why we're here and what we're doing here is the first reason that I want to touch on is that we're here to learn. Okay. Yeah. I know. It's funny how this whole life is a big learning curve. Everything about this life is a learning curve. Everything about it. You begin, you learn, you come out of the womb, you learn, you go to school, your parents send you to, you know, preschool and you learn. Even daycare, for Christ's sakes, you know, you're learning about colors and shapes and all that stuff. And it's great, but we're always constantly learning. So what's, obviously, you know, you've been in the school system. You went from preschool. Then you went to what? You went to preschool. You went to kindergarten, kindercare. Then you went to first grade. And you remember how each year you learn different things. You acquire different subject matters, you know, reading, writing, math. You remember we started with like colors and shapes and numbers, you know, came a long way from colors and shapes and numbers. And I'll tell you, you know, those were some of the best of times, you know, and we came a long way with that and we've learned a lot. And when we get through elementary school, we went through that and we got to fifth grade and we went to middle school. And I remember one of my favorite memories of elementary school was field day. And I don't know about you, but I was in field day, and I ran about three different races, and I did some sprints, and I did something else, and then I did, like, the sack race, and the three-legged race, and all that kind of stuff. And I remember, like, it was yesterday. I even can remember the shirt I wore. It was striped. It was sleeveless. It had some white and hot pink in it. I don't know why I remember it so profoundly, but apparently that was a really good day. And I think that the reason why that was a really good day is because my dad was there and my dad wasn't really around a lot. So as a kid, you know, it's a big deal. We look up to our parents as gods, you know what I mean, back then. So then you got that. And then you go to middle school. And I remember for me, middle school was those odd times. God bless. I mean, come on. I mean, could my hair look any worse, right? I mean, and half the girls were wearing makeup, for Christ's sakes. I wasn't wearing any, and nor was I going to. I was totally against it. And it wouldn't have looked good wearing makeup anywhere in softball. Yes. I was in a league. I started playing in a softball league back in middle school. And I told my parents that I was going to be a professional softball player. Well, you know what? That didn't happen, okay? But at the time, I thought it did. At the time, I thought it was going to happen, and I was good. I was really good, actually. As good as you could be at that age. I got most valuable player one year. Oh, that was very successful in that. And I was shortstop. It was great because I started out in the outfield, which I just did not like. I think they put you out in the outfield. You're either really good at catching or you're just a sucky player. And so they put you out there for those reasons. And so when I finally got brought in and I finally got into the shortstop, I knew I was in a valuable position with a lot of stuff to field in that position, very hard work, lots of work, and I realize the impact of being there. And it's interesting, when you go through the middle school process, you learn stuff. Like, I was in choir, and I was in a lot of different science classes, and so I got to do a lot of different stuff that you don't do in elementary school, which I find very interesting. And there was a long, I don't know, like a learning curve, you know? And I remember being in eighth grade, and I had, you know, applied for some stuff in high school. And back then, in eighth grade, you would apply for certain classes. And so I applied to be, in the AP biology class my freshman year of high school, and I was. And so that's when you started jumping in the big leagues, and you're learning the labs, and you're doing this and that. And in high school, I was still kind of that tomboy, quite frankly. And you know what? I wouldn't change anything for the world. I look back at those days, and I remember I used to put a bow in my hair sometimes, you know? And I look back at those days, and I learned a lot. I definitely wouldn't change it for the world. And so when I'm talking about school, we're talking about, you know, beginning in kindergarten and going all the way up to 12th grade and then deciding, am I going to go to trade school? Am I going to college? And I think a lot of us took different roads and different paths, but we continued to be educated. And, you know, the point of the show right now is to explain that our education never stopped. Okay, even though we're not enrolled in school right now, and I don't know about you, you might be, but to me, life is a school. It's a constant school. And we're learning every single day. And when we realize that we're learning every single day, we begin to realize that we don't have to take things so seriously. I realize that oftentimes problems can seem so big when we're right in the middle of it. And it can be overwhelming. But I've also realized that when we stand back and we allow ourselves some much-needed perspective, we're able to learn about the real situation, the big picture, and why we're here. So as we look at our life and we're learning, we're realizing things that we didn't know before. Every day we're taking in new information. Every day we're learning about things. And every day we're changing and morphing our thought processes. We can have a great perspective, and the cool thing about not making it into a law or a regulation is that we can always change our perspective based on the knowledge that we accrue throughout our life. Various people will come into your life and give you knowledge that you never knew existed. You will have experiences that add to your quality of life, and some can be painful, but you learn some amazing things on a daily basis. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube. Go to Google YouTube. And when you get to YouTube, on the subject line, put Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find my latest videos that might actually offer you a new perspective about a certain subject matter that you're dealing with in your life right now. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in 2 shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, I'm asking you a question. Why are we here? And I'm trying to help answer that question right now. I feel like life is really about school. We are in a constant school. This life is a school. And the school that we had to go through was just basically a precursor to the real school. I don't know about you, but I know for a fact that every single day of my life I learn something. I learn the good, the bad, and the different. I learn things that I thought I already learned, and I get to learn them again. I learn from a different perspective. I realize that maybe I had blinders on, or I wasn't looking at the red flags all around me. There's all kinds of things that I learn. I've also learned some amazing things. I've seen some stuff that probably other people haven't seen. I've realized the intricacies of life. I've seen the subtleties of things that most people overlook. And that is awesome. And I want to continue to learn, and I want to continue to have massive downloads of highly intelligent information. And so that's what I'm talking about on tonight's show. You know, right before the break, I was talking about how life is a big learning thing. It's like a big school, okay? Except we don't have those tiny desks anymore, and we don't have to carry a backpack everywhere, even though some of you actually still carry a backpack, which is hilarious. I think it's funny because I started carrying a backpack too, so I go back and forth between the briefcase and the backpack. But it's funny how most of us carry a backpack to work all the way through our life. Why? Because we're still in school. We're going to be in school for the rest of our lives. Isn't that wild when you think about it? That's what I always thought was so funny. I kind of knew that stuff when I was younger. I kind of knew that school would never end. And you always had those people that said, one more semester and we're out of here. We're never coming back. This is over. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. It's like the people that get so happy over Friday, but man, you got to be working all weekend. You're like, well, that was great, but I'm working over the weekend. Or better yet is be happy, but we got to be back at work on Monday. What's the difference, you know? And so it's a big learning curve. Recently, I've learned a lot about some amazing people. I've learned about my tribe. I've learned about people that really walk to the same beat. I've also learned some stuff that there's a lot of people out there that don't want to take responsibility for their actions. They want to put it on other people, right? They want to tell you that the reason why they got screwed over, the reason why their life is awful, is because of you. And it has nothing to do with you. And it's interesting how these types of situations happen in life. And you don't really know where it's coming from. And sometimes life can throw you a curveball with certain things. And it's a learning tool. It's a conscious learning tool that we learn, that we grow from, and that we take that growth and we use it for good. Because if you're really learning on this planet, you really realize that you can be one of two things. You can be on the good side, or you can be on the evil side, or you can be somewhere in the middle. And I found that most of the time people in the middle, they don't want to take responsibility for things. Okay? And I'm not glad-handing the other side, but I'm saying that we have the ability to do what's right by everybody, to help people out, to take responsibility for our life and not pass the buck, right? That's such a big deal. When people do that and they rest their lives and their responsibility on you, you have to bear them as they're their cross to bear kind of thing. Nobody else is my cross to bear. Let me put it that way. Nobody else is my cross to bear. And it's funny how when people do that and it's least expected. And so the learning concept from that situation is to realize that you're going to have people in your life that probably need to kind of be moved out. And you hope that you learn that sooner than later. And I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And I like to give people, I like to think that people are going to do the right thing. And I like to always think the best of people, always. And the reason why I feel that way is because, you know what? I mean, I look at people the way I look at myself. I would want somebody to not judge me and to accept me. And unless I mess up, accept me and like me. And I don't have to be liked by everybody. I'm learning right now that when you're liked by everybody, that's false. That's not true. It's not real. You're not really liked by everybody. You might think you are, but you don't know what other people are thinking. And the whole fact of wanting to be liked by everybody, well, that's crazy too. Because why would you want to be liked by everybody? And I understand the fact that you want everybody to get along. I get that. But to the same point, when you stand for something and you have solid beliefs, sometimes you can stay quiet, not rock the boat. And sometimes it's easier that way because you don't want to upset people or, you know, hurt people's feelings. But I think sometimes in life, there's certain things that you just cannot not stand for. And I think that separates the leaders from the herd. When you're able to step up and stand for what you believe in, you begin to be stood up for, you begin to stand up basically and be counted. And to me, that means everything. And you don't have to do it on everything. I'm not saying that you got to be on every single side of arguments and getting out there on Facebook and this and that and telling people and preaching. No, but I'm saying, think about what really truly matters in your heart. And think about what you want to do in this lifetime. Think about what you want to do in this lifetime. And I think if you think about it that way, you're going to realize exactly what's your heart's desire. When we were conceived in the womb, there were two things that basically showed up in the womb first, right? It's your heart and your tongue. It's not your mind. For all you brainiacs out there, it's not your mind. And yeah, and I pride myself in my intelligence, but I realize that my heart is even more valuable. And yes, you wouldn't be able to live without your mind, but your heart is valuable because you can find and tune into the real reason why we're here. When you begin to realize that every star and planet and the moon and every single thing that's beautiful, every dolphin, everything is within you. Because it has to be, right? It just has to be. Because you're created from the source. Source made everything, and we're living through vicariously through everything, and the source is living vicariously through us. Yeah. There you go. That's what it's all about, from A to B. And that's what matters. And when we begin to realize that, and you open your mind to that, so think about that. Everything's within you. All the beauty that you can witness is inside of your heart. Then that's when you realize the true reason for this life. And I know some of us are dealing with ailments and health conditions that can be overwhelming. And I want you to kind of step back and analyze the fact that, you know what, some of these health conditions, and I believe that when we're dealt a heavy hand, it's tough. And I understand. I've been there. I've gone through it. I'm still living with it. Okay? And it was painful. And it was tough when I was younger, too. And I get it. But I learned a lot, and I didn't take anything for granted. And when I stopped taking life for granted, life changed. And I never really took it for granted. There was only some times where I felt like there was no light at the end of the tunnel. There was times when I wondered what was going to happen. There were times when I just didn't know. I didn't have any answers. There was no diagnosis. I didn't know what to do. I was a kid. And, you know, I get it. And I learned a lot from that. And I learned a lot from it every single day. And I cherish the fact that I went through that. And I'm still going through it. And I think we all hear that, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Okay, yeah, that's true. But I really think that's a dumbed down version of the fact that, man, we chose this. And the more solid a soul you are, the tougher you are, the stronger you are, the older souls that you are, and listen to me when I say this, the older souls that you are have chosen a tough path. You've chosen a path. You've chosen a doozy. I know. Did you hear what I just said? You chose it. It wasn't just thrown on you. You're not just a victim. You're too smart. You're too chosen for that. Hence why you chose it. It's very interesting how the oldest of souls choose to come in for just a little bit of time to teach us something. Sometimes they die as children. But they taught us some valuable lessons that without them wouldn't have come to pass. Priceless things. Priceless things that impact our lives in such amazing ways that you can't even explain it. It's breathtaking in the pathway of this amazing tapestry that we call our existence and our life. When I return, I'm going to be talking about more of why we're here. We talked about the learning, talking about the living, and I want to talk about the seeking truth, seeking knowledge, and always that thirst for learning. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in two shakes.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I'm talking about why we're here. Why we're here on planet Earth doing this life. And right before the break, I was talking about living that life. I was talking about what it means to understand, what it means to see the amazing stuff, but better yet, to realize that we've chosen a lot of the hardships that we came into this life with, because the stronger the soul, a lot of the more hardships. Some of the things that we've learned throughout this lifetime are absolutely amazing. They're absolutely amazing. And it's interesting how some of the most deep, profound things that'll come to you are almost impossible to describe. They're almost impossible to describe. You can try to explain it. It's like having that come to Jesus, come to God conversation. Like having that come to God conversation, right? Where you actually see God in your presence. And you try to explain that. Some people be like, come on, buddy. And other people be like, wow. And you're trying to explain it, but it sounds like you're kind of dumbing it down so much. It's such this big experience. Even though we have a come to God conversation every single moment of every single day of our entire life. Some of us choose to accept that. Some of us choose not to see it. That's fine. Some of us don't even know that that exists. For God's sakes, I can talk to him all the time. Why didn't anybody tell me that? I've been waiting here on the party line for a long time, and I didn't think anybody was listening. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. I always think it's funny when people say, I'm kind of a big deal. I always thought that's funny. I just like to use it where that is kind of a big deal, because it is a big deal. And when we realize how profound this life is and how much power we have, which a lot of sources want to tell you that you don't have power, and a lot of people want you to feel like you're powerless, and I get that, and I understand why that is, because they want to make you feel that way. Why? Because they don't want you to think about all that. Why would they want you to think about all the power you have? Why wouldn't they want you to feel like you're alone? Crazy. You don't have a lot of people around you. People don't feel that way. It's funny because I really feel that here in some time, people are going to come together from all over the world, and it's going to be a tribe. It's going to change the world forever. And I think there's a lot of people poised and ready to do that. And I think we're all ready to some degree. And I think some of you out there are going, man, Ashley, you are preaching to the choir tonight. Woohoo! And that's what I wanted to do. And I'm glad you're listening, because I know who's out there. And I appreciate you. And you mean more to me than you'll ever know. And I hope I mean something to you, too. And I think I do. Pretty sure I do. And I feel that when we find other tribes, people, and we realize the value of our lives and the value and the power we have within us, our whole lives begin to change. And every day becomes a conscious awakening. A conscious awakening to the splendor that is our life. That is the splendor that is our life, that magnifies, that creates this amazing, amazing plethora of abundance. But we can't have abundance if we think that we can't have abundance. And we can't have abundance if we're fighting other people. Okay? You can't have abundance if you feel like there's a finite amount of stuff. Because then you're looking at everybody going, man, they got more stuff than me. Look at all the stuff they have. They have a ton of stuff. I want some of that stuff. Where's my stuff at? And we start getting like kind of, well, curmudgeon-y. Life starts passing us by. Anger and negativity takes over. And we just don't have that zest for life. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that we got to get back to our childlike state. And I'm not talking about the colors and shapes back in kindergarten or preschool, but kind of like that. Remember the fun you had as a kid and you didn't have to do anything? You remember when it was more fun to play with the box that the gift came in than the actual gift itself? That's what I'm talking about. And when you begin to get on that level of thought, and it's funny when people ask me, they go, man, you're really wise. You're old or beyond your age. And I go, no. As long as I'm 5 years old, I'm good. As long as I'm 5 years old, I'm great. Because that's the age I want to be. Now, obviously not with my wisdom. I want to stay the intelligence level that I'm at. But when it comes to my heart, I want to always be a child. Nothing better than being a child. A happy child. And that's why the children in our future are so important. The way we treat children and the way that the children are treated in our country and in our world is beyond important. Okay? And when we give children a safe environment to play and to learn, it really is quite godly, mind you, of that. And I feel that as we grow through our life and we become younger in heart and wiser, we begin to seek knowledge. And as we seek that knowledge, we find more love. We find more of the synchronicities and the nuances that we were never really aware of. And they begin to compound and get awesome and more awesome and more awesome and more awesome. When you see the synchronicities and you see things that happen, you go, my God, did you just see that? And I think you need to start honing in on what you're seeing, because I believe that the universe speaks to us in different ways and it speaks to everybody differently. It's up to you to find the way that it speaks to you. Okay? It's up to you. And I find that so absolutely amazing. And so as we seek the knowledge, sucking the marrow of life, and every day we realize this is a school that we learn in, we begin to gain further and further knowledge about our life. And that, to me, is quite amazing. As we gain that knowledge and we open up our mind and we open up our hearts to new things, new cultures, new people, new revelational thoughts, we become more wise, but we also become younger. And as we hold on to that, and we allow ourselves to be wrong sometimes, because I think that's one of the biggest things. A lot of people get stuck in the fact that they want to be right all the time. And that's just not going to happen. And it's fun to be able to laugh at yourself. It's actually pretty nice to be able to laugh at yourself, to sit back and realize, you know what, don't take yourself so seriously. Sometimes you just got to laugh it off, for God's sakes. You know, get your head out of your butt and do what you got to do. And as I seeked the knowledge that I have looked for, I have stumbled sometimes. I have lagged behind. I have felt like each step was going to be a year of my life. And I'm thankful for every moment of it. I'm beyond thankful for every moment, every second I'm given. And I continue to seek and to learn as much as I can from the experiences of myself and the experiences of others, and just being aware and consciously living moment to moment, and analyzing the fact that I got to get out of my mind. And many of you know what I speak of. You've got to get out of the mind, the negative comments, the judge, jury, and executioner up there in your brain talking about how awful you are and how you'll never get anything right. Everything's always not working for you, and people just don't like you, and your whole life's falling apart, and you know what? You're lucky to be holding on. You're barely holding on. Okay, if that stuff's going through your mind, you got to let that go. And it's your choice. You might say, oh, that's easier said than done. It actually is pretty easy, okay? Yeah, it takes consistency, and it takes you to continue to do this. But once you let it go and you say, you know what, I'm going to live a happy life. I'm going to have joy. I'm going to have gratitude. I'm sick and tired of this negativity. I'm sick and tired of putting myself down because, you know what, I don't deserve this. This is not what I deserve. Sorry. I didn't sign up for this. I did not see this in the brochure. Next, when you finally agree to that and you put your foot down and you hear those negative thoughts in your mind and you begin to let them go, because once we realize they exist, they can't hide in the shadows anymore. And they've been hiding in the shadows, directing your thought process, your actions, and everything in between. And once you let go of that, you don't have that self-judgment getting in the way of you anymore, and you're no longer judging yourself, and therefore you're probably no longer judging other people, and all of a sudden your life begins to what? To change in an amazing way. Hey, by the way, my latest TV show is on Amazon Prime. It's an Amazon Prime original series. If you haven't seen it already, it's just now added to Amazon Prime. Go to Amazon Prime and put in The Celebrity Perspective. The Celebrity Perspective, and you'll find season one. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out The 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about why we're here on this planet. What's the reasons for it, what we're doing, and I don't know, A to B here. Earlier, I talked about how this is a big learning thing. It's like we're in school constantly. No matter that we already graduated, we never graduate. We're always in school. We're here to live. We're here to seek the knowledge. We're here to suck the marrow of life. We're here to figure out life's amazing intricacies. We're here to figure out what? Ourselves. And right before the break, I was talking about letting go of that negative thought process. We have to let go of that negative thought process because we got to learn how to unconditionally love ourselves and other people. And I know that this sounds odd to some people. They go, what are you talking about? When we unconditionally love ourselves and then it radiates to other people, like we get it. Like that's like the sprinkles on the ice cream that most people don't have. It's the balloon that you have and they don't. Seriously. And it's one of the biggest things. It actually is the big. It's the only thing that really matters, really. And it's interesting how valuable that is, and most people don't get it. They don't understand that love is not about strings attached. Love is not about what you do for me. And if you do that for me, then I'll accept you. But right when you screw up, I'm not talking to you. That is not love. It's never been love, and it'll never be love. And I think a lot of people were brought up in some tough family lives. And I get that. I understand that. But we got to stop the cycle. And just because your parents were horrific or whatever, do you want to go down that path? I mean, I really feel that this is our one life to live right now. And I know that we live forever. But this is our one life to live right now. So we might as well do it right. And if there's things holding us back, we got to let those go. It's time to let go and let God and move on with your life. And I'm telling you straight up, if you don't let go, that's fine. There's going to be a lot of regret in your life. There's going to be a time where you're sitting, you know, you're laying in your deathbed and you're going to look at your life and you're going to say, my God, what happened to me? Why did this happen to me? Why did everything get so negative? Why did I feel so defeated my whole life? Why did I feel like I couldn't do anything or step up to the plate? Why? Well, because you told yourself you couldn't. And that's the real thing. That's the real deal right now. That's what's from A to B. That's what I'm talking about, is because you made your own laws. You made your own deal. So if you can make your own deal about how life's not good enough, nothing's ever going to work for you, and you're never going to be good enough to do X, Y, Z, well, can't you flip the script on that and say, you know what? I am good enough. And I can do anything I put my mind to. And I can do anything that I put my heart to. And it might not be with these particular people that I'm surrounded by. Maybe I need to go find a tribe that has similar unconditional love values and things that mean something to me. And I think that when you begin to think that way, you begin to go into the position of to be. To be. To be or not to be. That is the question. To be or not to be. And you begin to realize that all we are here is a being. We are a human being, right? And as a human being, we are to be. We are being. So you are being you. And the more authentic and real you are, the more real being you are, right? Yeah. So we're here to be us, not to be so-and-so, not to be that person. Who cares? And you know what? I've fallen into that trap before. It's not like I haven't been there, okay? I've fallen into the trap where you sit there and you go, well, so-and-so's probably got more friends than me, and so-and-so over there has got more money by far, and those people over there, they got nice clothes and a brand new car, and those people over there, they know everybody. I mean, if I could just be like them. I know, and it sucks because you look at it sometimes and you go, God, why can't my life just be like that? But would you ever trade your life for someone else's? You never know what you're getting. You have no idea, and I talked about this before. I had a client one time that wished that he could change his life to Michael Jackson, and it was wild because that same day, a few hours later, Michael Jackson was found dead in his home, sadly enough. And had he gotten his wish and been able to trade spots with Michael Jackson, he would have had maybe 2 hours to live. And that's depending on the fact of when he actually passed away, being that, you know, we really don't know any of that. He might have already been dead at the time that he said that he would trade spots with him. So you never can tell what somebody's going through in their life, the pain and suffering, no matter how amazing it looks from the outside. When somebody has an entire Disney World basically to themselves, you automatically assume that their life must be amazing. Not so. I don't want to change lives with anybody. I'm too scared to do that. I might get a really bad bill of goods. And you know what? The idea of trading doesn't work anyway. You can't trade your life with anybody. Then you just don't learn who you are. And the only reason why we're here on this planet is to love ourselves and to love other people unconditionally. And that being the case, we have to love us, and we can't try to escape us all the time. I've tried to escape before, and it doesn't work. Last but not least, we got to take responsibility, and that's why we're here, is taking responsibility for our life by choosing to live our life one day at a time to the best of our ability. To being better than we were yesterday, not being better than other people. To being better than we were yesterday. To understand how amazing that really is. To not be competitive in nature against other people. To believe in the abundance and not try to take from other people because they might have something more than we have. And if they have more, then we have less. No. And to take responsibility for what we choose in our life and not to put that on somebody else when it's not someone else's responsibility. So why we're here? We're here to learn, to live, to seek, to love, to be. And to be responsible of our life. That's it. That's from A to B. And so as you sit back after you're listening to the show, and you sit back and you analyze your life, begin to find the places in your life that you can better your life. Begin to think about the things that you can do to make your life even more outstanding than it already is. Think about the people in your life that maybe you can contribute even to their lives and make their lives even happier. But remember, you can't make other people happy. Only they can make themselves happy. You can add to someone's quality of life. And last but not least, realize who you are and the value you give to other people, the value you are, and to see yourself and to love yourself, unconditional love, and realize the amazing spirit God that you are that's inside this human body. As you go forth, I wish you an amazing evening, an amazing next few days, an amazing weeks and year. where you learn and grow on a constant basis to be the best you can possibly be. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, you know it, in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.